Upstairs by Carter Rigby. Riggs, they don't ask how, but you find a way here tonight. I thought you played a great game. You had 52 shots here tonight. Boy, just take me through a wild one that you were got to be great to be on top here and snap the losing skid.
Yeah, it's been a while. So, a game that obviously not how you draw it up, and you obviously don't want to give them that point there and take a penalty with minutes to go in the game, but we stuck with it. The bench was great all game, even early when we gave up a few down a couple, and boys stuck with it, and it was a hard-fought effort by everybody.
I think when you look at the goaltending change, right, when Alex came in there, I just felt like the ice just shifted in your favor, really. I know Kamloops scored a couple of goals, but, boy, I thought you guys really took it to them in the second half of this hockey game.
Yeah, our group knows it. Right? Yeah. Our leaders know that we got to turn this thing around and get it going, and, I really liked, for the second period there was, shift after shift. We hemmed him in their zone a little bit, got some offense, got our forecheck back tonight, which seemed like it was good. But just exciting for sure to get that one. Like I said, you don't want to give up the point, but at the end of the day, we got two, and that's what we came here to do. So good on the boys.
Yeah, the losing streak is over. There's so many individual performances that I thought were great, and I guess you got to start with Jet Lajoie. I think just obviously he scored three goals, but just how he scored all three of them I thought were terrific. And really, I thought his line also was great, but just Jet in particular, Carter, and just an unbelievable game I thought from him here tonight.
Yeah, you look at Jetty. He's moving his feet. He's getting in the forecheck. He's hitting, using his skill and tight, and you look at his shot off the rush too. He's kind of had a full game tonight, and that's the type of player that we know Jack can be, and he's so valuable when he gets like that. He's a little bit gritty. He's the can get a little chirping in your face too, and we can back it up like he did tonight. It's fun. So huge for him to step up. Somebody had to do it, and I was glad it was Jetty to get the hat trick.
Yeah, so many other ones. I think of Sobry, right? Like, that's a big play there at the end, to get the puck off the end boards, and that's his first point as a Cougar. I think he's just silently had a couple of good games here since coming into the Cougar lineup.
He's been steady, Eddie.
Yeah.
We switched up the pairings in the first period there, and him and Doomer were kind of shut down. Obviously, you can't get any matchups on the road, as you got to get the first change. But at the end of the day, I thought they did a good job, him and Doomer. But yeah, Sobes, doesn't have to force anything through, just gets it down low and get a bounce, and he acts, got some skill and tight to get it. But he's coming here with a different system, and he hasn't even met Jimmy yet either. So he's just solid. He's solid. I didn't know what to expect, getting him, but his puck handling skills are better than maybe anticipated at the start too. His reads have been really good. He pinches down the wall well, and he's a big frame too. He's a 19-year-old for a reason. He's been in the league for a few years, and really steady, like you said, kind of sneaky good a little bit, and somebody that we can rely on and trust, which that's what we're looking for, and that's what we traded for.
Okay, another individual I want to bring up is Dawson Seitz. It seems like he's starting to figure things out here with this hockey team, and I thought he was terrific on that line with Jet and Aiden Foster, whether he's hitting or getting shots. And I guess just your thoughts from what you saw from him here tonight.
Yeah, he's again for trying to figure out a new system. Yeah. So at times you can tell a little hesitation here or there, but he's coming for sure. Look, he's practice this week, gets a puck in the face. He's always got something, unfortunately, going on. He's wearing a bubble tonight. But that line as a whole, that's, if you want to drop a third line, that's it right there, with obviously the size, the speed, and the skill of those guys. And they were on the forecheck all night long. They controlled from the dots down in the O-zone. They used their size. And the Jet was obviously the recipient of a few goals. But all three of them together, I thought, played well tonight for sure. And I can only seem... to see Seitz get a little bit more comfortable as he gets going here, and the offense, I think, will come with it. You look at, he had a few chances here tonight. He's driving wide, driving the net, and he's got a lot to his game, and he'll get comfortable here in the next little bit and get some more reps and get to know Mark and everybody else, and he'll fit in just fine with our group.
Yeah, two more before that you go. Carter Rigby joining us here in the PG Office System post-game show. Cougars winning 7-6 in overtime, and I just feel like, Riggs, this is such a weight off the shoulders, right? When you look at the losing skid and how you've lost games, like, teams have scored late in the game, you're tied after two, the other team's able to score more goals than your group in the third, but you silenced all that tonight. All those things kind of happened, but you were able to be on the right side of it, and I feel like it's just a huge weight off your shoulders, and probably great mentally also to find a way here tonight.
For sure. I think you looked at when Yak got his there, and Shergi and the bench, the boys are feeling good, and then obviously they get the power play at the end there, and Hurlbert picks his corner, and honestly, the bench was good. Guys were pushing. Guys were, especially, you look at guys like Riley Ash and You know, doesn't play a ton of minutes, but he's great on that bench and pushing guys and keeping the momentum going that way. You know, using his voice, doing whatever he can. Like, everybody was helping out wherever they could. And you know, we stuck to a game plan. We felt like coming into this game, we had a good feeling about it. And the boys deserve it. So it was nice to not, you know, not for it to go the other way. We've had too many of these, like you said, with scoring late and giving up leads. And we gave up the point, like I said. But at the end of the day, we got the win, and it's huge. And it's a weight off your shoulders for sure. Everybody wants to win. You know, we expect to win every game. We're at a point now in our time here with this team and this group that, you know, we show up to games we expect to win. And when you get a mentality like that, and we said, Mark and I today, that we had a good feeling about this before the game. The guys seemed pretty focused and dialed in. And it's a fun one for sure. I'm sure the fans were entertained.
Yeah, for sure. And last one, maybe a two-part question. It's a three games at three nights here. You got the Kelowna Rockets tomorrow. First time that you see them post-trade deadline. A quick turnaround, so I guess just some early thoughts on Kelowna. And then on top of that, completely separate question, a lot of fans here today for the Cougars, I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, sitting behind our bench, so we felt them all night. It was nice for them to come down. We can physically see them, hear them as loud as they are right behind us. That's nice, too, but... In regards to Kelowna, I was watching video today, and there's a lot of new faces trying to figure out who's who. Obviously from the outside quick, there's a ton of skill. You look at their power play and the guys they have on that. You look at the depth they have. They got some, brought in a couple new D as well to help them out, and it'll be another good test. This is, this is one in the right direction. You know, enjoy this for the next few hours, and then we regroup and get on to it for tomorrow. So it'll be even harder test tomorrow night, I'm sure.
Congrats on a great win, Carter Rigby. Well earned. The losing streak is over, and on to Kelowna. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Cole. Carter